Hi folks, welcome back to the Weekly Standup, your weekly destination for all things pop culture that we're following. And who's following those things? It's your boy Pao.
And it's your girl Mika.
Yes. Because what else can we talk about?
That's so nice though.
What else? I mean, we can't talk about things that we're not following.
Who's following it? Us. I mean, if other people want to come on the show, yes, they can also tell us.
But we have done those episodes. Yeah. But for this one, I think it's obviously something that Mika has been following, and finally something that she was able to, would you go so far as to say, like a milestone in your
life? Definitely. Yes.
To finally see the man in person.
Who started it all.
See the magic man in the flesh. None other than obviously Jackson Wang. So, and this is part of Mika's, Singapore adventures. Yeah. So we had, I think the last one we talked about
Nikki.
And then now, Jackson. So yeah, Mika, take it away. What is the, you know, what is the experience like? How is it different from other concerts you've been to?
Oh my god. First of all, I was very happy because I finally got to meet my internet friend. Because my internet friend is my internet friend is Malaysian. She's based in Singapore though. So we got to we were on opposite sides. That was the saddest part. We were on opposite sides.
But you still were able to meet her.
Yeah. Like, we met up before the show. Because there was also a cup sleeve event for the concert. So we went before the concert, then had dinner, and then went to the concert. Yeah, it was like, wow. I feel like I appreciated it a lot because I was a theater kid before. He already gave a teaser that it would feel like a musical, like an opera. Did not disappoint. As in, the set was so nice. I was really sad because I was at the side, so I couldn't see everything in full view. But it also was a good compromise, I guess, to see it from the side, because you see how the stage, how it all
like
happens.
A diametric kind of
you see it from different angles. So if from the front, there was the stairs, right, and the guitar. Sorry, by the way, fan cams are terrible. I did not take photos.
That is how much she enjoyed the concert for.
Yeah, I just lived in the moment and pray that, it's forever in my memory. It's one of those concerts that I know I will remember.
Stan's most important SD card.
Yeah. So going back, right? Other people, if from the front, you get to appreciate the front view. But I think for me, from the sides, what I appreciated was how it all came together. How the stairs would descend, moving. There was a moving, revolving.
All the machinery.
Yeah. And so I was like, wow, I miss theater. But yeah, it was a really good show. The set was, the production quality was just.
That's what Jackson's.
You know
to expect that kind of thing.
Yeah, already know what he can do based on his music videos.
It's like his music videos come to life in front of you.
yeah. And the dancers, the choreo was so nice, amazing, damn, it was. See, I can't
was,
even.
Put was there dance. A was there was there a highlight from the concert? Well, that's probably a hard question for you, but
this is why I'm talking about the meme. There's this meme that went around. It was like Jackson Wang Magic Man show, a Magic Man World Tour starter pack with no context. And then it's just a couple of pictures. There's TED Talk, Magic Mike, fireworks, and then other things, other things basically. But those were the main things. So for me, the whole show was really an emotional roller coaster. Because first you, perform, amazing choreo. His, stamina is great. And then he starts, fan service time. Gets people on stage, sings to them, dances to them. You know, I'll feed your own imagination.
Something's there that
feed your own imagination. Which was okay. Side note, the people in front of me were aunties and uncles, they were old. So I was wondering what they were thinking.
Part of peaceful area of the concert.
Yeah, it was in a very peaceful area. Like, we were seated and literally no one stood until the end, which was very new to me because in
Very, very
Manila,
solemn.
yeah, in Manila, even if you're in a seated section, everyone would be standing. Actually, even in Nikki's concert.
I think you mentioned that for
Yeah.
Nikki.
So, like, I couldn't stand because everyone behind me would, like, yo, sit down. So, like, I was just there and screaming.
Say that in a Singaporean accent.
No, thanks. I want to stay in this country for longer. But yeah, like, that's why my fan cams are like me, like sitting down, but then I'm screaming or singing, which is why it's not safe to share. Sorry,
One of the
guys.
fan cams are so like none of your fan cams survived because all the energy had no other direction than your
Yeah.
and no other outlet than
Yeah.
goodbye
Like,
to camera stability.
yeah. He sang a lot of songs, which I was very happy about. Because usually if it's like a one, like a solo show or like a, you know, one act kind of thing, I would assume like it would be over in like, you know, an hour. But the show was long. It was like 2 hours. I think he sang like 20 songs. And then there were like, it really felt like a musical because he, like, there were phases in the concert.
I
So
mean,
it
if you're
was
having
like
that
good.
many songs, you should at least keep your audience, you know.
Yeah, for me though, I came in wanting to see certain things or like certain songs, but I was like pleasantly surprised with other songs as well, like how he switched up the choreo or like just seeing, because I saw clips from like the Bangkok or the KL show.
Different.
Yeah, and actually, Bangkok and KL were different because KL had the, okay, this is what people call the halal version. Because Malaysia is like more conservative, so he also like changed up some choreo and changed up how he approached the concert, which is, you know, mad props to him for like knowing how, like, I mean, for the
Maybe the aunties
cultural
and uncles came from Malaysia and they wanted to see the
we don't know, but lol, good for them for surviving, I guess. But there was like a certain part of the concert that I was really looking forward to. I obviously don't have a good fan cam of it, but luckily someone does. Thank you to whoever this
thousands of
is.
other, like, how many thousand people were there? Like,
I
you have
mean,
other people to rely on for.
yeah.
Yes.
So we're gonna watch and react to Come Alive and Champagne Cool, because I really just love those two songs. And we'll see. Just we'll watch and then you'll see. Without further ado, let's go.
Really
Yes.
spectacular.
Yes. This elevator thingy was so cool. Oh wow, that mega zoom.
We have an expert fan cam in here.
Yeah.
Actually, Triple J anymore.
Yeah. Thank you.
Drums must have been really.
Yeah. His footwork is so good. Like, that was like one of the sharpest things that I pinpointed across the whole show. I love this part. It's very like vibe. It's the same choreo as the one in the MV. Ah, that part. So good.
You were in somewhere on the right.
Right side.
Yeah,
see the like the effects. Like there would be fireworks. I would like another reason why my fan cams are terrible, because I would suddenly like
the action structure. Every time I don't have to. Oh yeah, probably. Yeah. Well, it is just suave, but...
yeah. He reminded me of, like, you know, Michael Jackson.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Like... the next thing you know, he's gonna be like tilting down 45 degrees.
Okay. I love this dance break. Yeah, I chose to not use my fan cam because I'm screaming. These dancers are really good. Like, they had their own moment as well during the concert, which was nice. They were in like
hoods. I mean, they just aren't really cool, but I can tell that they're really like, there's some point where they're really like vibing. Yeah. The same ones in his music video.
Yeah, music video I don't know, but like everywhere else, like Coachella, sorry, not Coachella, like the Head in the Clouds. Yeah, there's a reason why I picked this one. I will explain it when it happens. Jackson is the, like, he's the endorser of Hennessy. So now there's this segment where they're like drinking champagne, like passing it around.
I gotta do it in a Jackson way.
As an alcohol deprived person, I was like, this was so funny. I don't know why. Product placement, A plus. I had a really good view of this part. Like, this is not.
Oh yeah,
because
nice right, I think.
But yeah, I had a very good view of this. In fairness.
I mean, they probably designed the choreography to. They show different parts of the.
Yeah, area. He's very good at using his stage, like. Well, like when he's on the like the wings, like the elevated thingy, he's able to like, I wouldn't say talk to, but like appeal to the ones in the higher floors. And then like when, even in this like extended stage, he can like, you know, both sides get the fan service basically. Yeah. All the effects.
Like, is he gonna breathe fire? And he said yes. And I was like, okay,
that's his concept, though. That's his concept. Like blow, right? But no, he didn't.
Yeah. So he's gonna.
Yeah, but I think like what I appreciated really most in the show was the whole like production value, Like, it was so good. He even had a
I think,
band, like,
yeah, I mean, yeah.
band. I was like, make me play guitar. I'm kidding. That obviously didn't happen. And,
Think it
like,
was the backstage manager for
yeah. No, my goal was if I were, because he like fan service, right? So he gets fans. You know how Justin Bieber does
what's the craziest one that you oh, okay, never mind. Maybe it's not
NSFW.
NSFW.
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind.
Yeah. But the, because you know how Justin Bieber does his like One Less Lonely Girl before, but like he gets someone on stage, right? So he, Jackson did that for like, and then he would sing I Love You 3000. And then some people were asking me, what are you gonna do if he calls you on stage?
You're
I'm
gonna
like,
sing
I'm
it
gonna ask for a mic and I'll sing instead.
I'm gonna sing you. I love you 3000.
Yeah, dude. Cause it's the, he would play the version with Stephanie Poetry. And then it's Stephanie Poetry's voice. So I can just do her part.
Well, here's you, shouting at the universe to
Yeah.
make things happen.
It's okay. I'm okay for now. Like he's currently like in the in Europe, and his fan service there is more wild, like wilder. He went to like eat with fans in the fans' house. As in like, so like sound check, right? Because there's like VIP packages, so like fans get to go sound check, like meet and greet, blah blah blah. I was too broke for that.
Specific.
And then like he started getting fans' numbers, and then he like, there was a whole like dinner party, I think, at the fans' house. I can't believe that it's real, man. Like, I don't think he would do that in Asia, to be completely honest. I don't think that would happen in Asia. Even like other K-pop idols, like I feel like they are more free in the West. I don't know if you notice that too.
Yeah, I mean it's yeah, I think it's pretty almost intuitive. Like
Yeah.
I'm not surprised. I guess you should go to Europe then next time around. Should attend the Europe concert.
Lol.
Who knows what might happen there.
I won't push my luck.
More possibilities.
I won't push my luck. Lol.
I mean,
More.
I saw on a variety show like Eric Nam's tour in Europe, and it was pretty like he was like
Yeah.
literally just talking to fans
Yeah. Yeah.
across the venue,
Yeah.
and the venues in Europe are like smaller,
Yeah.
right? So he literally had like conversations with.
Exactly.
So that was pretty funny to watch,
Yeah.
and it was on a variety Korean variety show, so like the MCs were commenting, "Oh, it's like Europe that and like it was different in it's different in
Yeah,
Europe."
it's really different in the West.
On
More
that note.
dates are still being added. He's going to the Philippines later in the year, I'm pretty sure. The Manila is already added to the merch. Like, because the merch,
You
right, like,
miss
has all the
100% of
dates.
the shots you don't take, unless you're broke, which is
Debatable. Let's see. I don't know, because I'm saving for Dream now.
okay. Well,
Because that one is coming. Like, I know it's coming already. Actually, NCT
I
Dream and
won't miss
Wavie
it.
are going to KL for a festival, but I'm not
I
going.
won't miss it this time.
No. I'm gonna miss that festival. But I'm really, really hoping Dream Show is gonna happen. I just don't know when. Wavie Global Fan Meet, hopefully. We'll see. And then if it just so happens that I'm still like I'm in Manila when Jackson's there, we'll see how far my bank account will get me.
Accepting donations. No, just kidding.
Yeah. I'll put a, what do you call that?
You sign up for
Kickstarter.
Mika's Patreon and
Patreon.
get exclusive access to her behind the scenes,
Of me.
cover production,
Yeah.
get some
Yo,
tips
if I
on
do
how to
that,
produce.
I don't think I'll make money.
You never know, man. You never know, I guess, what people will pay for on the
Let's see one day when I try. In the meantime, we are
Right.
wrapping up this episode with, it's a new release actually, Jackson Wang featuring Tableau. So it's one of Jackson Wang's resident producers. Boy Toy produced the track, so this is called Imagine. Until the next time,
Jackson
until Magic
is
Man 2 apparently is coming up, we don't know what that is, but
but I'm sure we'll keep talking about Jackson
exactly.
some way or another.
Yeah, anyway, thank you guys
Okay.
for
Thanks for
listening.
joining us.
Bye bye.
Bye.
God, straight brazen hell. I ain't break a sweat, she ain't break a nail. We stay winning cause we're not afraid to fail. To push K's into M's, you gotta take some L's. Yeah. Let him talk cause it's weightless. Life's a playlist and all we ever do is make hits. Say less, baby, say less. For you, girl, I'm turning mic checks to paychecks. Imagine that.